cosmos in the summing it all up section. I think we should really get into this, what you find in Irreducible Mind. How this worldview perfectly and comfortably and naturally and harmoniously accounts for and includes and allows for all those things that are listed in that book, which are considered anomalies or plainly just ignored by modern materialistic science, but which more and more people today are now convinced is part of reality, but just need a worldview, a cosmology that can that holds up and that can actually be developed with scientific validity. Something there.
Yeah.